Hey guys, this is Darren Duff, back for another BCT podcast. Today we're going to talk about the King James Talking Bible. MaxiAids sells this product. So MaxiAids.com, you can pick up this product. It's about 80, I think we paid about, my wife got it for me as a Christmas present. I think she paid about 80, 85 bucks for it. So not too bad, and this is actually a standalone unit, and it is a talking Bible, both Old and New Testaments, complete. It is human speech, it is not synthesized speech, and it is a self-contained unit, meaning that not only is it standalone, and it's a talking Bible, but, I mean, you can't put other versions on here, you can't put songs on here. You can't do anything like that. It is flash based from what I understand, but it's very simple to use and very, very low tech. This unit, let me describe it first, is actually shaped like a Bible. It feels like a Bible in the closed position. It's about the size of a small book. I mean, I can sandwich my hands on either side of the Bible and pretty much cover the whole unit up. So it's pretty small. It's about the size of a coat pocket testament, and it's made out of hard plastic. So it's real, I wouldn't say it's durable as far as like dropping it or anything, but it is a solid plastic unit, and it actually, the whole thing looks like one piece. Now the Bible, being designed as a closed Bible, does not open. You can't open the covers to get to the pages. It's just a solid unit. So let's describe it. If you're holding the unit, so the spine of the Bible, where it closes, is to your left, and you have it facing, so the speaker grill is facing toward you, up and toward you. Let's look at the front, the top part of the Bible. Like I say, if you hold the spine in your left hand, on the top, the only feature is, well, there's a couple features. Near the top, on the face of the Bible, there's a sticker that says Holy Bible. Down below that, there's a simple speaker grill, which is probably about 2 inches wide. That's all that's on the front of the Bible. If you flip it over and look on the back, the only thing on the back side is a sticker saying, I believe it says, Talking Bible, King James Version. Or maybe it says Holy Bible on the back. I think on the front, the sticker actually says Talking Bible, and that's all. So let's talk about the spine of the Bible. Well, first let's talk about the, if you're holding the Bible, so the speaker grill is facing you once again. Flip it back over. We're not looking at the back anymore. We're now looking at the front. Along the top edge, there's nothing. There's no controls, no openings, no nothing. Along the bottom edge, there's nothing. Before we look at the right side, which is the part of the Bible where the all the controls are and features are, and is actually where the pages would open up if it would open. Let's look at the left side, which is the spine, okay? The spine piece, it actually took me a minute or two to figure it out. This is where the batteries go. The spine, if you're holding it again so that the speaker is facing you and the spine is to your left, put your fingers on the top of the spine of the Bible and push down. And that piece is, the whole spine is going to pop off, and that's where your three AA batteries go. It's kind of weird the way they designed the batteries for this Bible, because there's one battery that goes in on the bottom, and there's two batteries that go on top of that. It's kind of strange. And of course, everyone remembering that the flat side of the battery goes with the spring. So I'm going to slot the spine back on, just line it up. It only goes one way. You can't. Don't try to put it on the other way. If you get it turned upside down, you got to turn it around. And just slot it back into place. Now let's look at the right side. Once again, holding the Bible so the speaker's facing you. Let's look at the right side where the pages would open. And I've been told by someone this Bible is actually black. And then where the pages are supposed to open up, it's actually gold. So that's kind of cool. Starting at the top, you have a headphone jack. There's going down the right-hand side here. You have a headphone jack. That's your standard 3mm, I believe it is, or 1/8 inch headphone jack. Down below that, you have a wheel, which is the on-off volume wheel. Down below that, you have two arrow buttons, one pointing up, one pointing down. That is your chapter forward and chapter back buttons. And if you hold these buttons down, they'll also skip verses. And I'll demonstrate that in a second. Down below that, down below those two buttons, you have a small LED, which I assume just lights up when the Bible's on. Down below that, you have two more buttons identical to the buttons above, which we have described. One arrow pointing up and one arrow pointing down. These are the book forward and book back buttons. And if you hold them down, they don't do anything. They just skip forward by book. And down below that, you have one more button. It's a small, round, kind of, sort of protruding button. That is your index button. And basically what that does is simply switches between Old and New Testaments. Okay, and that's all that does. And then down below that, you have a DC jack, which is for a DC adapter, which does not come with a unit. You have to purchase that separately, but it's only about $14. And that's really all there is to it. There's no other controls or anything to this Bible. So let me go ahead and turn it on and show you some features of it. I'm just going to flip the... And this thing is surprisingly loud, okay? Otherwise, I would have plugged it into my mixer. But now the speech is kind of low quality, as you might expect, because in order to fit the Bible, which is a very large book, onto the chip embedded in this unit, I guess they had to kind of bump the quality down a little bit. So it's sort of low quality, but for what it is, it's really cool. I mean, I use this every day for my daily Bible reading. So let me go ahead and turn. Once again, if you're holding the Bible so the speaker is facing you, I use my pointer finger along the place where the Bible would open and just push the wheel down. You're going to hear it click.
And there was a man of Mount Ephraim.
And the Bible starts reading. Now I'm going to pause it, and it does actually have sort of a pause feature. If you turn the volume down, I think I'm reading in the book of Judges right now. Let me see what chapter I'm in.
And he said unto his mouth, chapter 16.
Okay.
Chapter 17.
Okay, so I was on chapter 17. Now you can actually sort of... Let me turn this down. If you can actually pause the Bible. If you turn it all the way down, but don't go so far as the click, it's still on, but it will pause it. So, I mean, it's going to pause it anyway, because another beautiful feature of this thing is you can be reading
Mount Ephraim,
in the middle of the chapter,
was Micah, and he said,
and you can turn it
mother,
off, and it will save your play so that when you turn it back on,
the 1,100 shekels,
it starts right
silver,
back where it started, where you left off. All right, so let's go to the Old Testament and start from the beginning. I'm going to hit the index button.
The New Testament.
I'm going to hit it again.
The Old Testament. The first book of Moses, called Genesis.
Okay.
Chapter 1.
So now I'm going to skip chapters
in the beginning
by hitting the chapter skip button, and you'll see how that works.
God created the heaven and the earth. Chapter 2.
There's chapter 2.
Chapter 3.
Chapter 3.
Chapter 4. Chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam.
So you can see it kind of beeps.
God created,
now we can hold down
the
skip chapter forward button, and it will skip forward by verses.
God,
so I'll do that now, and you'll notice that it speeds up. You get those beeps.
And daughters.
And it speeds up, and we can also go backwards.
Days of Mahalaleel. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Cainan.
So that's a genealogy. And this reader is actually pretty good. Let's go forward by books now. Let's go to the New Testament,
after he
which most people will probably be
Cainan,
more familiar with.
We
hit the index button.
Years at the New Testament.
And here we are in Matthew.
The Gospel according to Matthew. Chapter 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
Okay, so let's go ahead and
Abraham
skip forward by books. I'm going to hit the skip forward book button.
Jacob. And the gospel according to Mark.
There's Mark.
The gospel according to Luke.
There's Luke.
The gospel according to John.
Here's John.
Chapter 1.
Let's skip forward to the 1 Corinthians.
The beginning was the Word. The epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans. The first epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians.
And now let's skip to chapter 13. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Chapter 10.
11, 12. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a taste of this this reading Bible. I'm just going to let it read all of chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, which is the chapter that has to do with love. Now, in the King James Version, it doesn't call it love. It calls it charity, just because that's how it interprets from the Greek. So that particular word for love. So let me go ahead and let this thing read chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians and just give you an idea of how this Bible reads. Now, I'm going to turn the volume up quite a bit. I'm holding it about a foot away from the recorder I'm using. And we're going to go ahead and let it read, and you'll see how pleasant it is just to sit and listen to this Bible.
Chapter 12. Chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself.
I just turned it up a little bit.
Puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Speaketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Chapter 14.
Now you can see it just goes right to chapter 14. So if you want to read straight through the Bible, you can certainly do that. It'll keep going, and wherever you stop, it will continue next time you turn it on. Now let me speak a little bit about the cons of this Bible. First of all, it is low-quality sound. Me, being a person with a very good ear, and being a musician, I tend to like higher quality sound. That's just me. Now, I do understand, however, on the other hand, why they did this, why they made it low quality sound. But anyway, another con which I don't like is this is small enough to fit in the pocket of my cargo pants, and I actually carry it with me wherever I go, so I can whip it out and read the Bible anytime. And being that it looks like a Bible, people can tell that I'm reading my Bible, which I don't know. I just think is kind of cool. I have many different versions of the Bible, but this is just the newest one I've acquired, and it's just really cool. that I've acquired, not required. And the one drawback I actually think is a major drawback is the fact that just because the spine is so easy to knock off where the batteries go, if you're carrying around in your pocket and you dislodge the spine, it could possibly get broken or, you know, expose the batteries, and I don't know, maybe you get battery acid on your clothes or whatever. That's kind of a neither here nor there, you know, kind of drawback thing. But the other cool thing that I like about this thing is that I've had it since Christmas Day, so I've had it for a week, today being the first day of 2010, and I've used it pretty heavily over the past week, and the batteries are still good. I don't know what the battery life on this thing is, but I would imagine it would be pretty long, given that it's a solid-state unit, there are no moving parts. It is 3 AA's instead of 3 AAA's. They probably could have made it a little thinner had they used AAA's. But in all, with batteries, I think it weighs 6-7 ounces. So it's very light, very small, yet contains the whole Bible. So that's just kind of neat. It's kind of a low-tech device, and it's real simple, and I figured a lot of you guys would enjoy it, and that's why I decided to review it for Blind Cool Tech. So if you have any questions about it, you can certainly email me. My email address is duff379@gmail.com. And you can also Google this. It's just called the King James Talking Bible. And like I say, MaxiAids does have it if you go to maxiaids.com. I believe that is MaxiAids.com. It may be MaxiAids.com. I forget. You'll have to Google it. But anyway, very neat product, and you can also reach me on Skype if you want to Skype me. My email address is Duffman. I'm sorry, my Skype address, my Skype contact is Duffman31279. So that's DuffMan31279. I'm going to be doing some more podcasts in the very near future and reviewing some other things, and got some really neat things in store for you guys kind of coming back in the new year, so do stay tuned. I hope you enjoy all my podcasts. I know a lot of people have in the past, and God bless everybody. Hope you have a happy new year, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Thanks.